Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Just 2 days ago on this podcast, I told you where the Democrats are going, that we, the 74 million freedom-loving Trump supporters, are no longer allowed to have leaders. Not Trump, not anyone. That the Democrats are walking up to a very obvious conclusion. If we'll let them cancel everybody else, why not let them cancel all of our leaders? We simply won't have any leaders. They'll be knocked off one by one, whack-a-mole style, by a combination of FBI raids on the one hand and cancellation on social media on the other. If you can cancel Donald Trump, this is what I'm reacting to today. Just an hour ago, it was reported that Facebook, their board, has decided that he can't have his Facebook account back. That means he can't also have his Instagram account back for at least 6 months. He's canceled on every major platform. We basically don't have a leader right now. Everything he wants to say is now going to be published on his personal website. The media wants to filter it before it gets to you. Democrats know exactly what this means. If they can cancel Trump, they can cancel any leader that steps up to fill his shoes, and they will. You'll see the double hit combo of media attack, FBI boot through the door on trumped up, made up charges, and cancellation across social media. But it's not just leaders they will cancel. It's the entire political movement. This is how their minds are churning. The Democrats are saying, the Republican leadership, let us cancel the most successful leader they've had in decades. Well, why don't we go ahead and cancel all their candidates heading into 2022? I've been predicting this. Some form of cancellation of every single Republican candidate, at least their ability to advertise on social media and the internet, the only place that matters. The cancellation of any candidate that poses a serious threat of taking a Democrat seat. Why wouldn't they do it? They'd be crazy not to. And in this way, you could cancel the entire party or anyone meaningfully leading it, or who stands a chance of gaining a foothold in a rebellion by the American people. This is the absolute folly of supposed GOP leaders Mitch McConnell and Kevin McCarthy. Their power comes from their PACs. Their PACs are packed with hundreds of thousands of dollars in tech money from everybody from Facebook to Google. You'll never hear them make a peep as we're canceled, because they wield power by doling that money out to their chosen candidates in the primaries. These idiots never stopping to consider that money will be useless if all the campaign commercials the money pays for aren't ever seen on the internet or social media where they're canceled, but yet where a majority of the American people now go to get their news. This is absolutely where the Democrats are headed. And yet, as Tucker Carlson pointed out, you have the leader, Kevin McCarthy, of the GOP in the House, living with the biggest Google lobbyist of them all, Frank Luntz. They're not listening to you. They're listening to Frank. And Frank can pump all the money he wants into their stupid little PACs. It's not going to make a difference if no one sees the commercials that money buys. And that's exactly where they're heading. But it's so much worse than that. Folks, if we don't win this fight to have an equal voice on social media with the left, we will lose on every issue, all of them. This is the only fight that matters because you can't fight the other issues if no one hears you. It'll be like that proverbial tree falling in the forest. If no one was there to hear it, was there ever really any sound? Did it really fall? I hear this all the time from my listeners. I'm not going to use Facebook. I don't need it. I will just oppose them by texting my friends. And, or maybe we'll be in a closed internet chat room. Or maybe we'll be on Parler and we'll make our accounts private. And we just can plan there. I'm here to tell you today, no, you won't. Nope, that's just been announced. Did you catch that? They're one step ahead of you. You can't boycott. There's nowhere you can go. Because the Biden Department of Homeland Security has just announced their intention to pay private groups to infiltrate those chat rooms, closed Parler groups, closed Facebook groups, all of them, Telegram, to see what you're saying and spy on you illegally, I might add. Notice what they call this, the program to combat extremism, not domestic terrorism, extremism. What's the key there? Folks, there's not a judge in the country right now, and rightfully so, that would deny the FBI or any other law enforcement agency a warrant to come after somebody who is threatening violence online, who's, you know, chatting with friends about shooting someone or bombing somebody or doing terrorism. They have no problem getting the ability to spy on those people. That's not what they're talking about. Notice they don't use the word terror. They use the word extremism. That's right, because they want inside all of your closed groups because they want to spy on you. That information, because private contractors under this system would collect it, will be shared not just with the government who pays them, but with the Democrats. So the two, the partnership, the government, actually the three tech companies, and also the Democrat Party can monitor your speech and knock you out, ban you, relegate you to the same fate that Donald Trump now shares, total cancellation, especially and particularly if you are a popular GOP candidate. If it is necessary to infiltrate private Parler accounts, as they're proposing, other accounts that are blocked to the public, they won't stop there, folks. If it's so important we do that, they're going to be reading your texts. Not the NSA. They've already got them. No. Private groups affiliated with the Democrats, paid by the federal government. There will be no privacy for you. That is what they are proposing. I'll explain next.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The Biden DHS is considering a disturbing new way to neutralize what it sees as our country's greatest threat. Now, it's not China. It's not our porous border. It's you, the 74 million Americans who did not vote for Joe. According to CNN, the DHS is mulling whether or not to hire outside groups to infiltrate and monitor private messaging apps for domestic extremist chatter. If that wasn't terrifying enough, CNN says the DHS may team up with nonprofit groups to spy on Americans. I would gather every Republican on Capitol Hill call immediate press conference and demand hearings on this and hold all these people up to scrutiny.
She's right. Now watch and see if it happens. Watch and see what Kevin McCarthy, Republican minority leader in the House, does. Watch and see what Mitch McConnell does. That's why the Democrats have floated this proposal for monitoring extremists a month before Joe intends to announce his plan. They're watching very carefully to see if McConnell, Scalise, McCarthy, Roy Blunt, all the leadership has a damn word to say. And if they don't, they're coming for you. And by the 2022 elections, you will see most of their major candidates canceled. Count on it. Unable to effectively communicate anywhere. How do I know? Again, it already happened. It happened in Georgia. Remember when the Republican Senatorial Committee, we were talking about this just on Monday, was not allowed to run ads for its two Republican candidates in the runoff in Georgia in January, but the corresponding Democrat fundraising committee was. It was a massive advantage. And the Republicans, they put out one single tweet on Twitter complaining about it. That's it. That lack of reaction has led to where we are now. Democrats have watched, listened, and learned. And what they have learned is that if they do the monitoring and the political oppression using private companies, Republicans will be fine with it. Yeah, sure, shut up all our candidates. Everyone who agrees with us, just junk them all. Just let the Democrats outsource cancellation to private companies paid for with our own tax dollars. Genius. Here's John Kennedy knocking over that argument, which is easy to do. He's a U.S. senator.
Everybody says, well, they're private companies. They can do what they want. Yes, they're private company. I have a private company that supplies my electricity here at my house. It's called Clico. It's a good company. But Clico is a common carrier. Clico, it's a private company. But they can't call me up and say, Kennedy, we're shutting off your electricity because we don't like your politics. And that's what these social media platforms are today. They're common carriers. They're not companies. They're countries. And we need to regulate them just like we regulate telephone companies and internet and utility companies. And those are the facts.
Folks, we don't even need Congress to do this. Again, Vladimir Putin, free speech advocate, has shown us the way. States must start finding them now. Everybody gets fair access to the platform or nobody does. Whoever is canceled for speech, free speech, $250,000 fine per case per day. And then just start paving your highways with the money from it. This isn't hard. only Republicans are making it hard. And I'm telling you, the door is slamming shut once we lose our ability to speak and our leaders lose the ability to speak and we lose the ability to have leaders. It's over. You can't come back from that if you can't speak. But it's so much worse than that. Remember the warning from tech multimillionaire Vivek Ramaswamy, who is not a Republican or a conservative, but had a dire warning early this year. He could see, just like me, exactly where the Democrats are going. You start with these private companies who will work for the Department of Homeland Security and the FBI and will dig behind the walls into these groups. Whether it's Telegram, private messenger on Facebook, private messenger on Parler, your closed Parler account. And guess where that goes? Why, if we need to do that to keep the country safe from extremists, then we're going to have these same companies infiltrate your texts and your emails. My God, once you're canceled and spied on online, that's where you'll go to plan your opposition. We're going to need private companies to do this on all Republicans all the time, even in their most private communications. It's the next logical step. Now, you may be thinking, well, yeah, but the NSA already has that on me. It doesn't matter. The Democrats need a way to access it. So they are going to have you pay to monitor yourself using the federal government, and they'll share the data with the party. Here. I'll let Vivek Ramaswamy, multimillionaire, tech titan, and not a conservative, who went on Fox to talk about this a couple months ago, explain where it will end up, he says, within 5 years. At the time, he was talking about the cancellation of Parler. Now we can add the cancellation of Trump as a leader to the pile of censorship and surveillance, which is one and the same. They and the media, remember, the New York Times first proposed this a couple months ago, simply cannot let the truth spread anywhere on any platform, including texts from your phone. They even wrote that. Here's Vivek explaining.
Look, I think that pretty soon we are heading to not just social media posts being flagged, not just entire apps being barred from the App Store. I think we're on a collision course heading to our emails being censored, to text messages being censored, using artificial intelligence. And I think that's no exaggeration. Because if you think that Facebook, Google, and YouTube are doing the right things by removing social media posts and videos, then there's really no argument why that same logic shouldn't apply to hateful or untrue or racist emails, or to hateful or untrue or racist text messages, even phone conversations coming up soon. Many people speak over FaceTime audio or over WhatsApp, which is owned by Facebook. That's coming. We have the artificial intelligence algorithms in society to do it. Now it's just a matter of weaponizing that. And I think that is what's coming soon.
Next up, the fight we face alone, because the one leader who could take these people on is canceled, silenced, and might as well not be out there. We allowed this. Here's what's next when we return. Oh, and speaking of returning, I'm getting complaints from a lot of you about the ads in my podcasts. I am so sorry. I'm like every other podcaster and YouTuber, for that matter. I just insert the commercial break markers in my podcast. I don't choose what ads run within it, besides the health dare. I can't. I hear them when you do. So please forgive me. I'm not putting them there. And left-wingers, right-wingers, doesn't matter the content of our podcast. These ads are put in according to the demographics that listen to the podcast and the area you live in. So my apologies. Whatever you hear next is beyond my control.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Okay, welcome back. If you had any doubts at all about who these people are and if they'll really do the things I'm saying they will, let me let Jim Jordan, Republican representative, take you for a spin down memory lane about how they already use their powers against us to persecute us.
But frankly, it shouldn't surprise us. I mean, remember, the Obama-Biden administration is the same administration that used the IRS to target people like you and I and all your viewers. The Obama-Biden administration used the FBI to target President Trump's campaign. And now they're looking at ways they can, as you said, spy on all of us. So you're exactly right. We need hearings. Let's see if the Democrats will do it. I don't think they will, but we're going to be calling for them.
That not enough for you? I'll let the FBI and CIA remind you who they think the enemy is. To fund this program, our Attorney General at the Department of Injustice, Merrick Garland, just announced yesterday that they want at least $84 million additional dollars to put together a sort of center within the Department of Injustice and the Department of Homeland Security staffed by the FBI to do all of this. And what does the FBI think of you? Here's a perfect example. A former FBI agent commenting on you, the terrorists of the United States, the Trump voters, and how you're just like foreign terrorists. No different. The FBI, by the way, gives approval for all these people to speak, even after they leave the agency as a representative of the agency. Believe me, they're just fine, and they were just fine, with what former FBI agent Clint Watts said about you on MSNBC.
There's also been a lull in the system because they've waited to hear what Donald Trump will say. And he's been remarkably quiet in the past couple months. But they'll either wait for him to sort of give some sort of thoughts about what the direction of their movement should be, or they will strike out on their own. And we saw this dynamic happen with international terrorism, where you had a number of splinters, for example, after Osama bin Laden died 10 years ago.
Want to hear more? Okay. Here's former self-described communist voter and communist sympathizer, John Brennan, who also, unfortunately, is the former director of the CIA. He explained exactly what Joe Biden, the FBI, and who knows, maybe even the CIA, intend to do with this new domestic extremist spying program farmed out to the private sector. Here he is on CNN back in February.
So I know looking forward that the members of the Biden team who have been nominated or have been appointed are now moving in laser-like fashion to try to uncover as much as they can about what looks very similar to insurgency movements that we've seen overseas, mm-hmm. where they germinate in different parts of a country and they gain strength and it brings together an unholy alliance frequently of religious extremists, authoritarians, fascists, bigots, racists, nativists, even libertarians. And unfortunately, I think there has been this momentum that has been generated as a result of, unfortunately, the demagogic rhetoric of people that just departed government, but also those who continue in the halls of Congress. And so I really do think that the law enforcement, Homeland Security, intelligence, and even the defense officials are doing everything possible to root out what seems to be a very, very serious and insidious threat to our democracy and our republic.
Thank you for listening to today's edition of the Battleground America podcast. Please subscribe and share with like-minded people everywhere. While that kind of thing is still allowed and possible.
Battleground America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on radio.com or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Be sure to share with your friends and family. Thank you for listening.
vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.